have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
For the count, you feel like life has thrown you blows and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner light. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Overcomer, more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. Overcomer, more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner.
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Sounds good to me. You are a winner. Well, nine. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. Thank you for joining us on today for the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And I believe that as we embrace who we really are, we're created to be, we would recognize the winner within. There is a song that I love. It's called The Winner in Me. And it really is something that we should reverberate over and over and over again. The winner in me. You have to say it until you believe it. There is a winner in me. There is a winner in me. Yes, you are indeed a winner. You were created to be that. We were all created to be winners initially. But by, of course, by the first Adam, we fell. By the second Adam, we got up and we live and we thrive and we soar. So we are indeed winners, my friend. Well, let us have a word of prayer. I want to talk about, the winner that is within us. But first, let's pray. Father, we come now to say thank you, God. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us your spirit and allowing us, oh God, to continue to reach and to continue to grow and develop. Thank you so much, God. We give you praise today. We thank you for this podcast and for everyone that's tuned in, whether they're live or they're listening at a replay. We just thank you, God, because without you, none of this could take place. And Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity of grabbing back the airwaves from the Prince of the Power of the Air. We thank you, Lord God, for our producer on today and for the Elation family. And God, we thank you for every woman out there who's trying to believe, every woman that's trying to find her voice, trying to find her strength. Dear God, we thank you for every woman that's trying to find her identity in you. We give you thanks now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. All right now. Okay, so I had like a little rocky start. I'm just now having my coffee at, what, 5 something in the evening. Because just got off, you know, sometimes your days don't start the same. Your day can start one way or it can start another way or yet another way. It could be a whole plethora of ways that your day kicks off and you're trying to decide, you know, which way you're going. So I just thank God that the day started. Hallelujah. I thank God that he gave me breath on this side. However, the Bible says to live is Christ, to die is gain. So either way, we win. Hallelujah. Either way, we win. I want to share with you in this Black History Month some things that we tend to overlook and things that we could really gain from, actually. First, I want to say happy Black History Month. Black history is constantly being made, every day. You know, we look way back, and we will bring to you the Sojourner Truths, and we will look way back, and we will say, okay, let's talk about the George Washington Carver. I am not trying to discount nothing that they were or nothing that they did, but I want you to know that we're standing on their shoulders. And they have given us that confidence through the years and that courage to become and to know that we can too. That's basically it. I should have a movement called We Can Too. The We Can Too movement. Everybody should grab hold to that. The We Can Too movement. We can have a We Can Too attitude. When I was a little girl, we used to have this little song or whatever. And it was like a competitive song, you know. They would say, we can do it too, Consuela, Consuela. Now, that's a Southern thing. Don't know if you Northerners know anything about that. But just saying it was like after one group did it, the other group said they did their little dance move, and they say we could do it too. And then somebody else did their dance move, they say we could do it too. So, yeah, the we can do it too should be a movement. The we can do it too, because when you look outside of your window or outside of your doors and you see the great works that so many are doing, creating, that some people are, you know, just getting all the way out of their comfort zone and making positive things happen. And if you have the mindset, we can do it too, you'll realize that there's work out there waiting on you, that there's something you have specifically that you can contribute, that you need to contribute to the world. God didn't just save us to sit back, you know, and to watch other people do it all. We all have a part in this thing called life. And with the we can do it too attitude, you know, they did their part. Now, me and my house, we can get out there and do our part too. So anyway, I'm using Black history to springboard me into saying that the Sojourner Truths, the Marcus Garveys and the George Washington Carvers and all of those people, you have to understand, really get a picture in your mind that it is easier today for us to make some accomplishments than it was for them in those times. You have to really get into your mind that the fear or the apprehension you feel when you're asked to step out or when you're asked to carry on something or when you're asked to start something, the apprehension, the anxiety, the fear that wells up. You have to understand that these people went through that and more, because for us, a failed attempt is just a failed attempt. We can go back home, pull out our grill and barbecue and be okay. Of course, our pride will be hurt a little bit if we try something and fail, but we can just go right back home, kick back, enjoy a good book, enjoy our music, whatever. In their time, if they failed at doing something that was very daring, like having an underground railroad, their lives, their very lives were at stake. They would get killed immediately. They were being shot at. Dogs were pursuing. Just all of that was going on. But these people still made history, and they continued to make history and breed children that would come up and make history, and they would breed another generation that would come up and make history. And then as we started getting more settled as a people in this nation, we started getting a little bit more lackadaisical about life and about pursuit and about, you know, taking that daring step. I want to say to you, we can do it too. We can do it too. There are people that are, you know, first, let me just pause right here to say Barack Hussein Obama, he didn't see anybody that looked like him. My God. Even though I know he has parents of both races, but he didn't see anybody that looked just like him. But he had that, I can do this attitude, right? And his wife by his side, you know, we can do this. You know, we can do it too. So I'm saying that to say, I remember some years back, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back because I did no great, wonderful feat or nothing like that. But I decided, you know, one time I wanted to create something that was bigger than me. I really, you know, I felt that impression on my spirit to do it. And many times you said, well, God didn't impress anything upon me. Honey, let me tell you, just as a default, the Lord created us to win, as a default. So whether he speaks to you today and say, I want you to have a job or not, you know you need to go have a job. Correct? So if God says that we are saved to serve, if he tells us that we have something to offer to others and we're all members of the same body, he doesn't have to speak again in a different way to say, get out of your comfort zone in your house and go out in the world and help somebody. He doesn't have to say that again. Now, how you build this help or how you do it, yes, we ask the Father for guidance. Now, you can go to God with your own proposal and say, this is what I want to do. And so, Holy Spirit, when you're sincere, God, in his infinite wisdom, he knows if it's going to be a success for you or a failure. And if you're really listening to him, he will guide you in the way you need to go. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's not now. I've seen lots of wonderful proposals. It wasn't the right time. We know the times. We can discern the times, and we knew certain things it just wasn't time for, but it was a great proposal. But it turned out that the time came, and it was time for this thing to be born into the earth realm, and it was something fabulous. I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Emmanuel Smith. He had a wonderful proposal years ago, for people that had HIV, but it wasn't the time, because at that time he showed me that proposal and he talked to me about that vision. People were feeling victimized and they weren't letting you know that they were sick. They weren't even telling people that they had been with that they were sick. It was a time of great, 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 great shame. And then as time progressed, they started looking for people who would be allies and help them, and people who would show them resources and would help to extend their lives. And then it was time that his plan could be rolled out to help so many people who wanted the help. So sometimes God says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says not now, but he still gives you that platform you're seeking. Sometimes he just has to tweak it for you or show you how to tweak it, but you don't stay back and say, oh, well, God never told me that I need to. God is telling us every day, help your brother, help your sister, because the word says it like this. If there's a person that's without clothes or a person that's without food, you don't go tell that person, I'm going to pray for you, and you have the means to put clothes on their back. You have the means to put food in their mouths. So the Lord has already said, read your Bible. Okay? Read your Bible and process that information and understand that we are all here to serve this dying age. We've got to try and be God's mouthpieces to help some people to be snatched from the pits of hell. Bobby Jones made a song years ago, snatching our souls from the pits of hell. Loved that song. Loved it. And it wasn't his big hit or nothing, but it was a powerful song because that's what's happening. God uses our hands. He uses our feet. He uses our mouth. He uses our compassion. He uses our love. He uses our patience. He uses our long suffering so that we can make allies and friends of people that's on their way to hell so they could trust us and so they could recognize the work of God in us and want God to be their Savior too. So it's all for a purpose and it's a big plan. So the we can do it too attitude is a great attitude to have because many of us can be council people. We can be state representatives. We could be legislators. We could be judges. We could be in all of these areas that really matter to the masses. Yes, we have a personal obligation and duty to connect with other people and to help other people and to be a blessing to other people. Yes, we have that individual duty, but just think how many people we can help if we had a bigger office, a bigger platform. Like, this is a podcast. There are radio stations. You know, of course, that's my heart. There are, you know, things that people do on television, things people do on the internet, always putting out positive seed, positive light. Positivity, and more positivity. And that's touching somebody. So when the Lord said, what have you done? What have you done? I mean, should he ask the question? I can't put words in God's mouth, but should he ask the question? What have you done to increase my kingdom by one iota? What have you done? What can you say to Father God? What can you say, you know? How many lives can you say you touched or How many people you can say that you suffered long with until they understood the concept of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? You know, so understand that you're not just a winner on this earth to be a winner, to wear your crown, to wave your hand, and, you know, to talk about how great you are. We're all here to serve the Master. And, you know, things do get rough sometimes. We're on rugged terrain, and, you know, it's hard for us to serve over here, so we go over there. It's hard to serve over there, so we go over there. Hey, just serve. Just serve. And if you cannot serve because there's so much going on and it's hindering your progress, then yes, you know, create your own platform and serve. You know, create your own pathway to serve, to be a blessing. So that we can do it too? Yes, ma'am. I was going to tell you earlier that I felt led to do something that was bigger than me, and I created this business conference, and I know I mentioned that from time to time. I created this business conference. Now, when I look back at that, all I can say is, wow, God. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that I let the Lord use me to do that. When I look back at that conference, because I met so many people and we had so many things going on inside that conference that was bigger than me. I mean, and when I obeyed, the Lord just sent the people. They just started coming. You know, hats off to Sophia. She took some of my registrations, and she ran my little office for me for a few hours a day through the weekend. I'm grateful. I mean, that little that she put in there was massive for me. It was little in comparison to what a full-time gig would have been, but it was a lot for her. She made sacrifices to be there for me. So I was really, and still am, very grateful. There were people that saw me eating at Shoney's or at some of these other restaurants we would go to just during the course of a work week, and they would ask me, when is the next one? When is the next one? They would tell their friends. They would come. They would register, and we would have all kind of great things going on, teachings and helping them to know how to be professional business owners, how to be legitimate, how to, you know, take care of their taxes and work on that paperwork, all of those things. And I was like, wow. So when I look back at that conference, we even had a stockbroker from New York to come down and to teach our people about stocks and bonds, about the stock market. I was like blown away. It was a young African-American woman, but she knew her stuff. So I want to give a shout out to all those people that was a part of that move of God. We did it for 6 years, and after that, I guess I kind of got a little bit tired, fatigued, and I didn't push through. I didn't press through, and I should have, but I didn't. And so 6 years, I give God the praise for that. We did a six-year run, and I want to give a shout out to my church, Greater St. Stephen, supported me in that effort. Pastor Teddy Cross in Mississippi nowadays. He was my songster a couple of times at different events that we had. So just so many people, Lady Gwen with the gowns and stuff and the wedding gowns and all that. All these people, they were just there. Oh, my dear friend from one of the local TV stations, he came out and he ran cameras for me. Eugene, I'm grateful. I'm just so, so grateful. Just so many people. When I tell you, I mean, it was just hundreds of folk involved in this thing, not as coordinating or administrating, but people that were a part of it, brought their businesses there, and it was amazing. So when I look back at that, I'm like, oh, my God, we can do it too. Yes, we can. We can do it. And so when we think about all the things we can do, and I know I spend a lot of time at home these days, but there's just so many things. I mean, I just had so many visions. And, you know, I created this group called COFFEE, an acronym for Christian Circle of Female Friends for Empowerment and Encouragement. And the ladies came, and we were blessed. And we didn't have any hiccups until, like, year four. We started having, like, a little hiccup. And from that, the enemy had his foot in the door, and he just started to create, you know, havoc. So, you know, we kind of like settled things down a little bit and let it go, you know, a little bit light. And then COVID came. And so we couldn't really move and maneuver the way we did, but we're coming back full effect, fresh vision, fresh anointing, and, you know, because what we were doing in that movement of coffee was helping people to overcome the barriers that kept them stuck from going back to school, from opening their businesses, getting unstuck from walking away from relationships they once loved, to try and reconnect and work with their sister and work with their brother and those kinds of things. So it was just a great work. It was a great work. And I had a trip planned for the ladies, and we never really got to do that trip. But we did take our little trips here in the state. We did that, a couple of those, but we were able to become sisters and support each other. We went when somebody was ministering, or when somebody was singing, or when somebody was getting an award, or when somebody's family was having a celebratory gathering. We went and supported each other. When we looked at the audience, there were coffee sisters. And that's what the vision was, and the vision will live on, because there is a need for unity in this body. There is a need for unity. In unity, there really is strength. When we can come together on one accord, it's the power of unity. And so as winners, we've got to get with other winners. And together we bind ourselves and we go out and help people who don't understand that they too are winners, and help them to find the winner in themselves. Help them to find their voice and to speak up, to help somebody to create that vision that's in their heads, because they can only do so much with their understanding and their connections and their experience and their finances. But when coffee sisters can come together and we can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this part for you. We got somebody who knows how to do that part, and we can make sure that this happens. And before you know it, they brought that vision to fruition, and they're on their way. And that's what it was all about for me. And I thank God that vision has not died. I thank God that the fire is still burning, and that we, even at the end of the year, we had awards, man. We had an award event where they would vote for each other for different things, and they would get awards. I mean, we had a couple of beautiful award events. It was just wonderful. So we can do it too. Is in your city, do you need, is there a need for unity in your Black community? I mean, I'm not just about Blackness. I like the white ones, the red ones, the yellow ones too, all of them, and nobody was excluded. If they wanted to be a part of coffee and they fit the criteria was you have to understand we're going to talk and preach and teach Jesus. And if that disturbs you, then you might not want to be a part. We didn't say you couldn't be a part. If you were atheist, if you were agnostic, whatever, you could be a part. But we're letting you know, you have criteria spiritually that you have to deal with. And then you have, you know, your deadlines and things you got to do, because we all have to be little worker bees. And if our teaching and preaching and testifying of Jesus Christ disturbs you, then you make a choice. Can you hang with this group of people or you can't? So that's kind of how we ran it. We didn't want to run into the legal ramifications about, you don't have this one and you can't have that. No, none of that. All y'all are welcome. Just letting you know, this is the platform on which we stand, Jesus Christ our Lord. So having said all of that, many times we don't go after things because of a little thing called peer pressure. Our children suffer by it, but adults suffer from it as well. Peer pressure will stop you from being your best. That fear rises up in you. You think, well, what if I shoot at that target and miss? What will they, quote-unquote, think of me? They, quote-unquote, they're going to wag their tongues about me. They're going to talk about me really bad. You have to understand, you're going to miss every target that you don't shoot at. So if you want to hit something, you're going to have to get up and shoot at something. So understand what you're working with, what's inside of you, the need in our community. God put something special in you, everybody can do a particular thing, but can't nobody do that particular thing like you. So keep that in mind. I want to talk a little bit more about peer pressure when we come back, and maybe something else would have dropped in my spirit by then. But it's very, very important that we recognize how much power we're giving to people on the outside of our life, on the outside of our circle, and even those in our circle, outside of our family unit, we're giving people too much power. They're going to talk about you. I was watching something, and this is my last point. I was watching something on the internet, and I love the sister, but, you know, immediately she came down on the brother because he didn't walk like she walked. He loved Jesus. She loved Jesus, but he didn't walk like she walked. So she immediately put an X on him, like he was no more good for the kingdom. We really need to stop doing that. For real, let the Lord do the separating. He says the wheat is going to grow with the tare, and he's going to be the one to do the separating. A young lady said, I'm getting insurance from you. This is my rap. I'm getting insurance from you. I got this from that one. I bought this from that one. The reason why I chose to do business with y'all is because y'all are a part of my nucleus. Y'all are a part of my life. I'm going to need to call you sometimes. I'm going to need you sometimes. I need all of your influences in my life. Now, I'm like, this girl gets it. She really gets it. My God, we have to understand we need people. We don't attain, maintain, and soar by ourselves. Understand, you need a nucleus. You need people in your circle that you can lean on, depend on, trust, that will have your back, and you will have theirs. They're going to help you to be your best and to do your best, and you're going to help them to be their best. Amen? So on that note, we're going to close out. Just want to say happy Black History Month. Be sure that you share a story or recognize, read a little bit of your history, tell somebody, help a child to understand that in the skin that they're in, it took a lot, and we're standing on the shoulders of those generals who went before us, and that we can do it too. I pray you've been blessed and helped in some way. May God bless you, my wonderful producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and giving a shout out to the entire Elation family and to all of those that's listening. May God bless you. May God keep you. This is my prayer. You want to reach out to me, send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And on that note, I'm Loretta Petit. And this has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Till next time, bye-bye.
Your blood flows through your veins, children of the dream. Oh. pride in the Most High. Head high, I shine like my father's smile. Die upon my kings and queens of all times. Bless man of color, original king ruler. Slave that made a way, metaphorically king cruiser.